makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the only podcast coming to you straight from Reliant Stadium. It's Wednesday, September 17th, and that means we have our opposing team conference calls. Today, it's Titans head coach Jeff Fisher and quarterback Kerry Collins talking to the media about hosting the Texans on Sunday.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
Titans coach Jeff Fisher enters his 14th full season as head coach of Tennessee. And he started the season on the right foot. The Titans are 2-0 with wins over the Jags and Bengals. Here's Fisher.
But just all the rest, it's there in South Texas. It's just with all everything else going on, you know, it's I don't think it's got the attention that it needs at this first, but hopefully it people's lives will get back in order as soon as they can.
Coach, this is Walter Pasiquita in San Antonio. If you could just give us a little update on Vince Young as far as his medical condition is concerned.
Yes, he's rehabbing and he's getting better. I'm not going into specifics as far as the injury is concerned, but he's been in the building, he's meeting with the offense, and you know, he's still part of this team, and you know, he's hoping to get back on the field as quickly as possible.
Is there anything specifically that he needs to show you for him to maybe get back in the starting lineup?
No, I think we've got most of this put behind us. We're going to, you know, move forward. He's going to have an opportunity here for any period of time. I don't know how long to watch Kerry, to learn from Kerry, which is something that he hasn't had the opportunity to do to this point. And I think we're going to turn this into a positive experience and get him under center as quickly as possible.
Any timetable when he could start practicing again?
No, I don't have a timetable there.
Can you talk about what Kerry Collins brings to your offense, Jeff?
Well, you know, Kerry is certainly very experienced. Last week was his 150th start. He's 90 yards short of 35,000 yards passing. So he's been around the block. He understands defenses. He has a good feel for this offense as it is evolving. And, you know, he just understands, you know, the importance of protecting the football. And hopefully with his experience, he can put us in the best situation possible on a line of scrimmage.
Does it change your offensive game plan much going from Vince to Kerry?
No, it doesn't. You know, we game plan to try to, you know, put your offense in position to be successful. And, you know, the game plans, you know, now there are obviously some things that Kerry's not going to do that Vince does. But, you know, as far as the run game, the pass, drop back, pass game, flashing game, no, it doesn't change.
What have you seen out of the Houston Texans that kind of scares you going into that?
Well, just you know, it's a very much improved team that, you know, was still in the playoff hunt the late, you know, in the year last year and showed improvement, had a great offseason, had a promising preseason with, you know, some production. And I know we all know what a tough place it is to go play in Pittsburgh. And, you know, despite that, there were still some very positive things that our staff took from the ball game, and now we're just you know, preparing for what we feel is a much improved team that will be highly motivated to play.
That rookie running back been a surprise for you so far?
Very impressive. Yeah, very, very impressive. The runs against Dallas in the preseason, and you know, he had a couple tough runs against the Steelers, which is a group that's typically hard to run against. So, yeah, he's a good player. We thought highly of him, you know, in our draft room.
Expect him to be able to contribute this early?
Well, you know, that's one position where I think you can't contribute. We have a rookie running back of our own that's been productive the last couple weeks.
That's what I was asking about.
I thought you were talking about yours.
No, I'm talking about your guy.
No, we expected to see these things. We were very, very pleased with what we saw during, you know, during the OTAs and to preseason and training camp. And, you know, he's a special guy with special talents, and we just have to find ways to give him the ball.
Hey, Coach, have you, so far, I'm sure you're focused on your own team, but has anything kind of surprised you here in the AFC so far?
No, you know, it's injuries, I think, are the major factor for, you know, the things that have taken place. You know, I don't know if San Diego's got one week at a time, and you prepare, you try to find a way to win the next ball game.
Jeff, obviously the big talk this week's been that call in the San Diego Denver game, and whether we'll revisit that. As a co-chair of the competition committee, what are your feelings on that? Do you think we'll revisit that?
Well, the committee will talk about all the things that take place during the course of the year, and we always examine replay, and we look at the unusual things that come up, and I'm sure it'll be discussed as to where we go with it. It's a little too premature to talk about that, but I'm sure it'll be discussed.
What was your first feeling and thoughts when you saw that play?
Well, I'm one that has the opinion that there's a human element in this game. There's mistakes. I make mistakes. Our players make mistakes, and the officials make mistakes. And I was Ed was in a very difficult position there. I mean, when you slow it down, yeah, it's a fumble. But when that thing's going at real speed, you can see what he saw, and he came right out and said he made the mistake. And hopefully you move on because of it. If we need to look at it, we will. But San Diego still had a couple chances to win the ball game. They didn't. Then we'll look at this and hopefully it'll settle down. I mean, as San Diego moves in there, this week's game plan, they'll put it behind them and move on.
Hey, Coach, could you talk about some of the Texas players?
Can you talk about how hard it is to find a franchise quarterback and replace one? You see what Aaron Rodgers, what the Packers have going up there. That's kind of what I'm referring to. But once you have one and he retires or moves on, how difficult that is to find another one?
Well, it is difficult, but you have to, you have to be able to plan for that. And, I think a lot of people kind of may have questioned the selection years ago when they, when they drafted Aaron. But now, that he's playing like he is, they say, what a great move on the Packers' behalf. And they did. They knew that Brett wasn't going to play forever, and they went out and they got the best guy to replace him. And, the time that he spent watching Brett and preparing and practicing has been well served. And, the Packers are to be commended based, for their personnel decisions and their planning and their the big picture. And that's what we have to constantly do is look at the big picture and not get caught up in the present.
Jeff, you talked about Vince having the chance to watch Kerry now for a while. When he came in, he played almost right away. Was that good for him, or is it better for a quarterback to maybe learn for a year before he...
Well, looking back, we do the same thing all over again. I mean, he's just in his third year. He's 18-11 as a starter, and he hasn't really even finished his second year yet, and he led us to the playoffs last year, so the experience that he has and the game experience and such has been valuable for him, and now we just have to take a step, just momentarily in his career, and kind of regroup and get back under center.
You still feel like, Jeff, he can be a great quarterback in this league? Your feelings haven't changed?
He's got special skills and rare athletic ability and desire and determination. He's a competitor, and he's got all the intangibles, everything that he needs to be a very good player.
Could you talk about some of the Texans players like Andre Johnson and Mario Williams?
Well, look at their stats in just the one game. Mario comes up with 2 sacks in the opener, and Andre has 10 catches for 112 yards. So it shows that they're really, really good players. And, they've built a team around good players, and they've really done a good job, I think, over the last couple of years, replacing players and getting their type of players in their system.
Jeff, excuse me if you've already answered these questions, but you started early.
Started 1 minute late, John.
9:55 is what we were told.
Oh, I had 9:45.
Oh. Well, who's counting?
I am, because I have a team meeting at 10.
Okay, we'll go fast. You have seen teams go through adversity. Chargers last year with the Wildfires, Giants 9-1-1. You guys went through it. What do you think could happen to the Texans because of what they've been through?
I think they will be extremely focused, happy to get back to what they do, momentarily put aside the difficulties at home with their friends and family and everything going on in the city. It's a very, very difficult time, but I think this will be an experience that will pull them together, and it will help them in the long run. I think everybody will be pulling for them. I think the inform- information is just beginning to get out as to the difficulties that they've endured over the last 4 or 5 days. And, you know, I think the organization will pull together and unite and, move on and be successful.
What do you think? Why are Haynesworth and Vandenbosch so good? And what would Mario Williams and Amobi Okoye have to do to be mentioned in the same breath as those two? As two?
Well, I think, obviously Mario is off to a great start in his career with the 15 half sacks, or 15 last year and then 2 this year. And they're very talented up front. And what they just need to do is win some ball games. I mean, this is a very talented, in my opinion, underrated defense.
Okay, well, why is it that Haynesworth and Vandenbosch are recognized as the best 1-2 punch together in the league right now?
Well, I think, Kyle's efforts over the last couple of years, his play, in fact, he doesn't come out of the game. He's been involved in a lot of big plays, for his game-winning plays. And, of course, Albert's work last year specifically, coming back in great shape and really having a dominating season. I think that drew attention from some people, and, they're, obviously getting a lot of attention early in the season. I mean, offenses are, building their plan, their protection plan, their run game around where these two players are.
Do you see anything in Amobi Okoye going into his second year that would make you think he's got a chance to move up and live up to the expectations?
I think he's going to be a very, very good player. He's very, very instinctive. I think he's ahead of where Albert was early in his career, just with his instincts. And he's young and he's very powerful. He's going to be a very good player.
Kerry Collins went through a lot of bad times early in his career. Has he been able to help Vince what he's going through because of that?
Kerry's been very good with Vince, since Kerry's arrival. And, he's going to continue to do so. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for Vince to actually see, in action the things that Kerry talks about, how you go about preparing, how you work through a difficult time, how you overcome a bad series, and how you put the game plan, into place during the week.
Have you've gone through a lot of weird and strange situations. What you've gone through with Vince, now, is it just one of many you've had to deal with, or is this one unique?
Well, no, this is going to end up being a positive situation for Vince and this franchise. I believe that. I think it's important that you, when you go through things like that, you look for the positives, and this has got nothing but good things ahead.
Kerry, talking about him real quick before you have to go, why do you like him? He beat the Texans last year here with a great comeback.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, last week was his 150th start, and he's 90 yards short of 35,000 yards, so he's been there. He's been involved in a lot of offenses. He's had a lot of defense. He's got confidence. He's got the natural leadership because of where he's been and what he's done, and players are going to get the right place and be where he expects them to be.
Thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you. Have a good week. Thank you.
Fisher named Kerry Collins the starting quarterback when Vince Young injured his knee in week one. Fisher said Collins will keep the job as long as the team keeps winning. The veteran had this to say.
We're doing great. Thanks for coming on. Can you tell us the experiences you had earlier in your career? Have you been able to relate to what Vince is going through? What kind of advice can you give him based on your experiences?
Well, I think first of all, I think every young quarterback who starts early and has success early goes through a rough period. I mean, I think every quarterback has experienced that. To me, it's all about how you come back from it, and I think everybody here expects Vince to come back from it and be everything that everybody thought he was going to be when they drafted him. So, I can definitely, be a good resource for him. I mean, I certainly had my struggles, and I always want him to know that my door's open if he ever does want to talk, because I can relate to it better than anybody else.
What have you tried to tell him that's helped, you think?
I really haven't spoken to him too much since last Saturday or last Sunday, but I said from day one, that I could be a good person. person to talk to just because, I did go through some things earlier in my career.
How did you get through those times?
I'm sorry?
How did you get through those tough times early in your career when you were struggling and not playing? And...
Yeah, you got to find a way to get through it, you know. It's one of those things where you dig down deep inside and you find the strength to come back and do the things that are necessary to get things back on track.
Kerry, how do you feel to be able to come back the way you had to the Super Bowl, then you were a backup, now all of a sudden it's your team again? How does that make you feel?
You know, I'm excited to play. I really appreciate the opportunity to play at this point in my career. Haven't started for a long time, and then being a backup and not being in there every Sunday, the chances I get now, I appreciate because of that. And, you know, I'm excited. Given the choice, I'd rather be out there playing, and I still feel like I've got good football left in me. And I just want to be the kind of guy that guys in this locker room can believe in, and that they feel like they can be successful with.
Did you wonder if this time would ever come for you again?
Oh yeah, it's definitely something that I didn't see coming. I think we all know that injuries happen, and certainly never wish for Vince to get hurt. But certainly as a backup, I felt that I may never get a chance to play, and that's why I think I'm relishing the opportunity.
When you were at your lowest, was there somebody that helped you? Could there be somebody for Vince to reach out and help him? Did you rely on someone?
I had a lot of help, whether it be professional help, quite honestly, or support people within the Giants, or whether it be friends or family members. So, I certainly realized that. I needed to have those kind of people around me, and I was fortunate that people were willing to help. And I think there are people here that are willing to help with Vince, I hope he takes advantage of those opportunities.
Kerry, how much does it help you that you played against this decent team last year instead of just watching?
It helps. I think obviously being in the division, I mean, we get to see them twice a year. I mean, this will be my fifth time with the Titans playing against them, so I'm familiar with the personnel. But obviously being under center for the game under in Houston last year will give me just that much more familiarity with them. But obviously, like I said, I mean, we're division opponents, so we know each other pretty well.
Kerry, you see. Man and Bosh every day, and now you're going against Mario Williams and Amobi Okoye. What do you think those two have to be recognized? Same kind of class as Ainsworth and Man and Bosh is
I think they just need to keep doing what they're doing. I mean, they're extremely talented players, and they work hard, and they always give great effort. And I think that's the hallmark of a great player in this league. And you look at a guy like Kyle, and the things that he's done, and the effort that he gives. I mean, it's no secret why he's successful, and certainly with the talent that those guys have, and it seems like they work hard and play every play. I mean, that's what makes great players in this league, in my opinion.
Kerry, did you honestly think you'd be able to play this effectively at this age?
I'm sorry?
Do you honestly think you'd be able to play this effectively at this age?
Physically, I haven't felt like I've lost anything. Still feel like I'm throwing the ball well, and I've dropped my weight down a bunch, which has really helped me. So, from a physical standpoint, there's no reason to think that I still can't be an effective quarterback in this league. And at a certain point, when you add the experience onto it, I mean, I think it all helps.
Kerry, what you've seen from Vince since he got hurt and the controversy of last week, is doing so far what needs to be done to handle the situation and to come back?
I'm sorry, ask that again, please.
Based on the last week, have you seen Vince do the things he needs to be doing on and off the field to be able to come back?
I have seen him do things, and first of all, he's got to get healthy from his knee, and then we'll go from there. But, I mean, I know what kind of competitor he is, and you know, I know how much he loves his game. So, you know, don't count him out. I mean, I think he's going to come back and be the kind of player that he can be.
As always, thanks for listening, and don't forget to check out Texans Today. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
All you Texans, get up and scream.